听力课堂,听class.com.
Hello people, this is justvocabulary.com. Today's two words,
nominal
and
opportune.
Opportune. I also want to welcome all the new listeners to Just Vocabulary. I hope you like this show, and if you have any feedback, you can email me, justvocabulary@gmail.com. Now let's get on with our first word.
Nominal. Nominal.
Mark is the nominal head of our college, but the real work is done by his colleague.
Nominal.
For a nominal fee, Just Vocabulary offers the podcast advertisement free.
Nominal.
When you pay $400 for an airline ticket, a process fee of $5 seems nominal.
Nominal.
The adjective nominal is spelled N-O-M-I-N-A-L.
Nominal.
What does it mean? Nominal means being something in a name only. It means small or unimportant. The word nominal originated from the Latin nomen, which means name. So something that is nominal is in name only, and it takes the meaning of being insignificant. A nominal fee, for instance, is small, and it's only charged as a formality. Nominal is synonymous with titular when you use nominal to describe something in name only. Here's an example. He is only the nominal president of our corporation and doesn't actually serve as a decision maker. Some other synonyms, so-called or small or insignificant. Two antonyms, important or real. Awesome, let's move on to our second word of the day.
Opportune.
Opportune. The family dinner was an opportune time for us to announce our engagement.
Opportune.
Joanne is trying to find the most opportune time to ask her boss for a raise.
Opportune.
Our morning meeting will provide an opportune time to discuss our strategic plan.
Opportune.
The adjective opportune is spelled O-P-P-O-R-T-U-N-E. What does it mean? Something that's opportune is well chosen or particularly favorable or appropriate. Opportune is derived from the Latin opportunus, which means favorable. An opportune time for something is a favorable time. Here's another example sentence. Maria asked her boss, would it be opportune to discuss the contract right now?
Opportune.
Okay, some synonyms. Appropriate, fitting, or fortuitous. And two antonyms, inopportune or disadvantageous. Okay, that means it's time for a quick review question. Do you still remember the meaning of the word?
Immutable. Immutable.
Something that's immutable is unable to be changed. Here's an example sentence. Once my parents make a decision, it is immutable, and they will never change their minds.
Immutable.
And that's it for today's show. Our next show is the weekly recap, where we're going to review all the words that we have introduced this week. So be on the lookout for that one. For now, thanks for listening, and have a great day. Bye-bye.